Warning, the podcast Under the Stairs is not safe for work. We'll feature movie spoilers and language which most listeners may find offensive. Brought to you in conjunction with Legion Podcast Network. Welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. Hi everyone and welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. This is bonus episode number 47. I'm your host Duncan McLeish and welcome to the show. So bonus episode 47 is the Challenge Teapots September 2017 show, which sees the return of Movie Club. This is our third Movie Club and my very special guest coming up after the first break is none other than the Baz. And the Baz is here to give you his pick for Movie Club. So, oh my god, this has been such a hectic month thus far. September's been kind of crazy, but we finally managed to put out the last episode of the countdown in our Teapot Summer Top 10 series of shows. So yeah, 1979 is out. It's out in the wilderness. You guys have now listened to it. It's been out for a couple of days. And that marks the end of that run of shows. All that's left to do is the round table, where we will be collating the hosts and myself's countdown. The 20 movies that were carried through will be shortlisted down to 10. And all scored up and collated down to create a definitive hosts top 10 list. Then you guys are listeners. Have the opportunity to also submit your scoring, and then we'll have a listener's list, and then I will combine the two of them together to create the definitive top 10 horror movies of the 1970s using the Teapots caveat, the Noah's Ark rules. So can I just once again thank all my special guest hosts for the hard work they put in. They have one more episode to go and it's going to be the hardest one of the lot, but it's great. I mean, it's really, really phenomenal that we got through what we did on that show. It was very ambitious in scope, and the fact that we managed to get through it has proved to me that it is possible, and I look forward to coming back next year with a brand new set of hosts to look at some 1980s horror. We'll see if we can broaden the scope again and make it even bigger and better. But that's not to say that the rest of this month is no slouch, because it isn't. It really, really isn't. It's there's a ton of stuff still to come out, like, that I'm really excited about, including this episode here, which kicks off Movie Club. But we will also have a very special bonus episode, which features the Baz doing a couple of movie reviews alongside our buddy, Big Davey Buchanan, formerly of Rock and Reel Reviews. So that's still to come out before September's over. The Roundtable and your listener replies to the show, so listener reviews for the movie that Baz is going to suggest for Movie Club will all hit before September finishes. And then guess what, ladies and gents, it's 5 weeks of Baz v Halloween. It's going to be pretty incredible. We're already into recording for those shows, and thus far the Baz is proving to still be very much a surprise. I can't really give you much more information than that, but the recordings have been a ton of fun thus far. It is worth saying that we will be releasing the two movies a week in advance of the shows going live, so you guys can get a chance to watch the movies as well and play along at home to guess whether or not you think it's the Baz or will it be Halloween. And then, put a further twist on it, will the listeners' movies be more successful with the Baz than mine? We'll see how we get on with all of that. So yeah, I really just kind of want to get fired into this show. It's not going to be a particularly long show, but then again, that's not a bad thing when the last 5 episodes of the podcast Under the Stairs collectively have been about 12 hours of podcast, which is quite a lot. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our very first break of the show. You're going to get promos for shows that I love, and when we return, I will be joined by my special guest, The Baz, to kick off this third movie club on Challenge Teapots, September 2017. All that and more coming up right after this.
Badasses, Boobs, and Body Counts is a weekly podcast that discusses all things grindhouse, exploitation, drive-in, and B-movies. Your three hosts, Mike.
We're going to discuss the Rene Martinez-directed picture, The $6,000. That's the name of the
Super
movie.
Super Soul Brother.
That's the name.
When you start the movie.
Look at your DVD cover.
When you start the movie, the first thing that comes up
says,
is the title, and it says $6,000.
Mark.
And I've been around a girl stroking a horse's dick.
Somehow, somewhere down the line, I'm going to use that clip against you.
Shh. Good. Please do.
And listener favorite, Iris.
The deployment sock. And I'm like, deployment sock? What the fuck is a deployment sock? He goes, you know that sock that you just use? Oh my God, you guys are so gross. I come from my See, so it happens for real. People do come inside.
We'll make you question your political correctness while laughing at theirs. Episodes drop Sunday and can be found by searching for BB and BC Podcast via iTunes, Libsyn, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and everywhere else you can download quality podcasts from. You can also listen to episodes directly from the show's website at bbnbcpodcast.com.
Want to learn more about horror directors? With a lighthearted look at three of their movies? Meet fearless podcaster Gore Blimey.
I've been unsettled by bats in the past and startled by parrots, and I've even been known to jump at the odd cockatoo.
Discover horror films that are classics, and others, too.
There's a topless aerobics massacre, an exploding rock singer, cannibals, nude martial arts, a deep-fried prostitute.
But it's not all silliness. You'll get proper movie breakdowns, opinion, and background information, too.
Yep, in the 80s and 90s, Jeff Stryker was huge in gay porn. In every sense.
So if you're a horror film fan, come and check out the Trilogy of Terror podcast at strangeanddeadly.com. Or find it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or on your podcatcher.
One of those people that has a certain charisma and a certain style, and I'm just hoping one day he'll rub off on me.
The Trilogy of Terror podcast, where we try three times harder to give you the willies.
And welcome back, ladies and gents. So it's movie club time, and I promised you that this movie club would be something a little special. This is the very first movie club where the movie has been suggested by someone else. And if I was going to give over the reins of control to anyone in this first instance, it would have to be my colleague, my co-host, my compadre, the man, the myth, the legend, the Baz.
Hola, movie club listeners.
Yeah, that's right. So Baz, I said to you, very simply, I was like, do you want to be involved with movie club? Do you want to suggest a movie? And like, I thought at first you were going to be like, me? But I have only been a horror fan for 4 years, Duncan. You were like, of course, it's my fucking turn. It's been my turn for ages, McLeish. Everyone hates you, shut up. Which was pretty much like that kind of abstract version of what he did actually say. But you've picked a thumping good one. I'm so, so chuffed with this one. Because it's a movie I've not seen in a while. And one I look forward to reviewing on the listener portion of this bonus episode. So without further ado, and all the hype, because that's why I'm built in hype machine for the Baz. I turn the floor over to you, Baz. Give us some information about Baz's first movie club choice.
Certainly shall, Duncan. For my first movie club choice on the podcast Under the Stairs, I've opted for a film that I saw many years ago and haven't seen it since. So I saw it when it came out on video. It would have been when I was living in my flat in Glasgow. It's probably more of a thriller, but it comes from a horror writer, and it certainly has horrific elements in it, kind of thing. This month's movie club entry is 1998's Apt Pupil, the Bryan Singer adaptation of the Stephen King novella of the same name. As I say, I watched this way back in the day when it first came out in video. Probably due to my unhealthy obsession with Nazis, it appealed quite a lot. It was a film that I thoroughly enjoyed, but like I say, I haven't seen it since. And when I realised that in addition to picking this film, I was actually going to have to watch it and review it again, I thought, yeah, I'm going to watch it again because I can't, other than the basic premise of the film, can't remember anything about it. So I actually watched it last night and thoroughly enjoyed it. And for our UK listeners, it is available to stream on Netflix. Can't say if that's the case in the States, but you can certainly get it on Netflix over here. So, yep, this month it is Stephen King's Apt Pupil.
There we go. So I didn't realise, you just like literally blown my mind there. I did not realise Bryan Singer directed this.
Yes.
There we go. Singer's obviously a fairly big name, like fairly established name. And King always seems to do that. King always seems to grab, like big name directors, obviously, because he's a prominent, probably the most prominent horror writer of our time. But he always seems to land those really interesting directors that take the roles. And the only thing I can remember, because obviously I'm going at this like you were yesterday, remembering seeing it in the video store because the front cover had Ian McKellen with the full regalia on the background and the young lad's face in front of him.
Yeah.
And that's all I can remember. And I remember what the movie's about. And I remember once again that, sorry, Ian McKellen's in it, but very, very little. So yeah, so ladies and gents, this is the intro to that movie. Now, and what we do on Movie Club is this is the point that you want to listen to us finish speaking and then you want to hit stop. You then want to go away and watch Apt Pupil. Then return and listen to the review. Now, as always, we're not looking for a huge review for you, and as a result, we don't go into huge detail on a review. But listen to what the Baz says about that movie, and then respond with your review. It can be submitted in writing to podcastunderthestairs@gmail.com. You can send it through private message to me as well. You can record an audio one if you want, emailing it to the same location or sending it to me over Facebook. Or if you are so inclined, in the past we've had this done, record a video review and I will take the audio from that and ping it over into our listeners one as well. Now it is worth saying, ladies and gents out there, that you have about a week and a half to do this in. So this episode is out on the 18th and you guys have until Friday the 28th to get your replies back into me. So make sure that you do not delay, ladies and gents. Get your entries in for Apt Pupil for Thursday the 28th. That's what I want it for. Thursday the 28th. Episode drops Friday the 29th. Right, we're going to take a very short break just now. You're going to hear the trailer for Apt Pupil. You're also going to hear a bit of music. And when we return, hopefully you've watched the movie because Baz is going to talk a little bit about why he loves Apt Pupil. We're going to be right back to do that right after this.
Hello?
Hello. Who is this?
Who are you trying to reach?
I don't know.
I think you've got the wrong number.
Do I?
I'm going to hang up.
Wait, don't hang up. What's that noise?
Popcorn?
You're making popcorn?
Uh-huh.
I only eat popcorn when I listen to podcasts.
I'm about to listen to a podcast.
Oh, really? Which one?
Probably the podcast on Haunted Hill.
Is that the one with the two guys with the beards?
Yeah, Dan and Gav. Most episodes, they look at two different horror movies. Each episode, they look at a world of the strange, where they look at weird things from around the world. Sometimes, they even do special episodes where they look at different genres or directors' discographies and talk about them.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Maybe.
So where can I find the podcast on Haunted Hill?
Well, you could go to legionpodcast.com, Facebook, Twitter, or just go into iTunes and search for the podcast on Haunted Hill. So, you gonna ask me out?
Herzzerbrechen können, Herzen sprechen. about?
Hear about what?
Everything.
What everything?
Everything they're afraid to show us in school.
Far from the shadow of suspicion. Far from the scene of any crime. Todd Bowden has discovered a secret.
If you could let me in for a minute, I just want to talk.
Talk? I don't have anything to say to you, boy.
You were there. You did those things.
I'm an American. You've no right to come here and say these lies about me.
I have your fingerprints. I have your photographs.
What do you want?
I want to hear about it. Everything.
Between innocence and experience.
To the whole world, I am a monster. And you have known about me all this time.
Between curiosity.
What did it feel like?
And conscience.
Lying to judges and reporters isn't as easy as you think. Can you do that? I know I can.
Todd Bowden is about to learn a valuable lesson.
I wonder if you'd mind if I ask you a personal question.
Not at all.
What'd you do during the war?
I know something about you. So many things can happen in between.
Each knew something the other wanted to keep secret.
The boy's ready to come down to the cellar. You're not going to believe this.
If you don't believe in the existence of evil, you have a lot to learn.
That was his name. He wanted to know everything. That was how he put it, yes. Everything.
And welcome back, everybody. Now, hopefully you've all had time to go and check out the movie. As I said earlier on, it's 1998's Apt Pupil. A film that I have very fond memories of, but hadn't seen in, God, 15 plus years or something like that now. I settled down and watched it on Netflix over here. I was slightly worried with the age of this film that it might have aged badly, as it were. I've seen a few films recently from the 90s, and also I watched the whole entire Twin Peaks box set, and some of them, they don't stand up too well under the modern scrutiny, as it were. What initially attracted me to Apt Pupil, to give you a kind of background, I mentioned earlier on I have a kind of unhealthy obsession with that. I am absolutely fascinated by Nazis. That does not reflect my political leanings in any way, it has to be said. I do not endorse Nazi views, neo-Nazi views, what happened. I do not deny anything that happened. I find it absolutely fascinating that an entire country and race of people could fall under this spell, if you like. That, you know, looking back now, it's easy to look back and say that was absolutely horrific. How could anybody let that happen? Mm-hmm. And I've always striven to almost put myself back in those kind of times and imagine what it's like when stuff like that does become normalised. And it must have done to the vast majority of German people to allow it to get that stage. I'm kind of fascinated as well by the thought that, you know, it would start off with just a handful of people marching round, you know, parts of Bavaria and places like that in their First World War uniforms, wearing these swastika things, flying a flag. No, who the fuck are those kind of oddballs? What are they up to? You know, and within a relatively short period of time, they were running the country, they were absorbing other countries into this Reich. Mm-hmm. And I just find the whole thing absolutely fascinating. And as I say, I've always been very aware that it's easy to look back and kind of horror at it, but it must have been something else to live through it.
Yeah.
And from that, then became interested in a lot of the sort of the major Nazi war criminals that went on and lived relatively normal lives for varying lengths of time after it. I mean, here we are, 2017. I think there was somebody arrested earlier this year in Canada, perhaps.
Yeah, I remember
who
that.
Was a concentration camp guard. Now, you know, what are we talking about now, 60 years plus since the end of the war, this guy's had that kind, you know, a relatively normal life, got on it despite what he saw and took part in. Obviously, folk like Mengele, he died, but had never been captured, kind of thing. Others were captured by Mossad and tried in Israel and so on. So yeah, it's just a very interesting topic, if you like, that's always kind of fascinated me. And this was one of the first films that really addressed that, beyond things like the Odessa file and so on.
Oh yeah.
Obviously Ian McKellen is in this, who's just a phenomenal actor in everything that he does. And then interestingly, he went on to play Magneto in the X-Men films with Bryan Singer. And Magneto's background is that he was a survivor of the Holocaust. Everything comes full circle, as it were. Obviously, the film is based around the character of Todd, who's played by Brad Renfro, who I was really saddened to see died.
All right.
In 2008, apparently, I think he went on and had a lot of sort of addiction problems and stuff like that. It was a face I was very familiar with. Kind of in the 90s when I was watching more films, not necessarily horror films.
Yeah.
But he was quite a common face in Hollywood at that time. But I think he suffered very badly from personal addictions and so on. And he actually died of an overdose in 2008, which was really quite sad. I didn't know anything about that until I came back to watch the film for Movie Club here. I think this was really the height of his career. And he plays the part really well. One of the interesting things I'd like to kind of hear from the listeners perhaps is, at what point in this film do you actually start siding with the Nazi and hope he skinnies this little bastard? The character of Todd, I personally found absolutely repellent. I loathed him more so than McKellen's character. There's almost a level of sympathy for Denker when he's being blackmailed and bullied by this odious little shit who has a quite unhealthy interest. You know, there's a kind of voyeuristic element to the character of Todd's fascination with the Holocaust and everything that went on under Nazi Germany. It dives in very quickly. There's no build-up to this. Basically, he clocks McKellen's character on the bus, realises who he is, and just gets straight to the blackmailing. And we then, very quickly, we're into a situation where he's going round after school and forcing this guy to tell him really quite horrific stories of what had gone on in the camps and so on. But what I loved about People is that this film twists and turns constantly. Who has the upper hand changes constantly through this film. You know, kind of around about the halfway mark, McKellen starts to blackmail the boy. He realises that, you know, you've kind of incriminated yourself in this now, you've not thought about it, I can swing this back. And we get the whole plot device about the document that was written and put in the bank. There are some nice little cameos in this. David Schwimmer turns up, playing one of the many Ross Gellers that he has played through his career. Obviously, we had the Ross Geller in Friends. We had the angry Ross Geller in Band of Brothers. And in this one, we have creepy mustachioed Ross Geller as he plays the guidance teacher to Renfro's character. And he suffers from Renfro's wrath at the end of the film as well. I actually like David Schwimmer a lot. I really do have a lot of time for him, but it is hard to disassociate himself from his character in Friends, and his range of kind of vocal and facial expressions doesn't help that any. I'm surprised actually he's not been more typecast, to be honest. His character, particularly in Band of Brothers, wasn't a very pleasant character. But you still just look on him as being angry, annoying Ross Geller kind of thing.
My sandwich!
I'm also fairly sure that the kind of homeless character who appears in the film kind of halfway through and ends up dying. Well, initially we think at McKellen's hands and then later at Renfro's hands. I'm pretty sure he played a photographer, one of the lead roles in It was an American sitcom. Its name has just slipped out my mind. Damn it all to hell. Can I be bothered trying to fucking do this? Very quickly. Just Shoot Me. That's what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
It was an American sitcom set in a kind of fashion magazine. And I'm fairly sure the rather sleazy lead photographer in that played the character of the homeless guy in this. Okay. It was actually quite a kind of tragic character. Looking back, it's aged a little bit. It has the 90s dripping out it, but not in a bad way. In a very nostalgic way. It made me very, very nostalgic for the 90s. I view the 90s as really being my time. You know, I kind of grew up in the 80s and have very fond memories of my school time and that in the 80s. But the 90s were when I left school, going to college and that, was drinking and a carousing. and was, you know, kind of heavy into my music and films and all that at that time, kind of thing. So it brought back a lot of fond memories. Although it did bring back a less fond memory of the Americans' obsession with rugby shirts, which is just fucking inexplicable, coming from the country that gave you rugby. I don't know what you were fucking thinking. It has dated a little bit up to people. I still thoroughly enjoyed watching this. McKellen is phenomenal in it, but McKellen's phenomenal in fucking anything that he does. He's just an absolutely brilliant actor. But I thought he was really, really good in this. And the boy Renfro that plays the lead character is excellent in it. He is utterly repellent as a character. Like I was saying earlier, you just don't side with anybody in this. You kind of feel bad for Ross Geller at the end. You know what I mean? But that's about it. So glad I picked that. People, so glad I watched it again. It's a great movie. It's interesting to note, actually, it comes from it's like a collection of short stories that Stephen King did called Different Seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually included the one that the story of the Shawshank Redemption was adapted from as well.
Yeah.
There was only four stories in it, but one was that pupil and one was, I can't remember, it's got a longer name, but the Shawshank Redemption movie were both in that. And interestingly, I think one of the reasons outside the kind of Nazi element that attracted me to that pupil at the time was that Anthrax did a song based on this.
Oh, right.
Skeletons in the Closet on their Among the Living album, which was a huge favourite of mine in my teens, was based around the story of that pupil. They did quite a lot of Stephen King songs.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my very brief, less raucous review of Apt Pupil.
If you were to give it a grade, a Netflix grade, 1 through 5, where would Apt Pupil come out?
I'm going to give it up. I was swithering about 4, I'm going to hit it up with a 4.5.
4.5 from the Baz, ladies and gents. 4.5 from the Baz. So this is Baz's Movie Club pick. It's his first one. Baz will only come back and do more if there is a lot of participation. I'm just saying, the man is a very busy man. If he's going to watch a movie and come and chat about it over here, he wants to hear what you guys think about it as well. And it's a topic that we all love. Stephen King is very much back in vogue in a way he has never been since probably the 80s. And it's a great choice. I'm really looking forward to going back and checking out this movie. And hopefully you guys, if you've not seen it before, you're going to go and check it out. Like Baz said, you can find it on Netflix in the UK. And hopefully it will be streaming somewhere in the States. We will hear what you think about it in the response episode, which will be coming out at the end of the month. Right, thank you very much, Baz. I'm going to take a quick break just now and come back and close out the show. And I am going to do that right after this.
You're listening to the podcast Under the Stairs.
And you've been listening to the podcast Under the Stairs. This has been bonus episode number 47. Challenge Teapots, September 2017. Woohoo! Movie Club Part 3. And the Baz chose your movie. He went a little bit sneaky. He did a Baz, didn't he? He's chose Apt Pupil, based on the Stephen King short story. So, it's getting really exciting now, isn't it? You guys have about a week and a half to get your reviews in. Watch that movie, get your reviews in. The cut-off date is Thursday the 28th of September. Get them in before close of play on that day to have them featured on the bonus episode, which will drop on Friday the 29th of September. That's right, Friday the 29th of September, the day before my birthday, we'll be dropping that episode. So please get your reviews of Apt People. They can be sent in by email, podcastunderthestairs@gmail.com. You can send in an audio version as well to the same email address, or even a video one if you want to, although really I'll just be taking the audio out of it to put in that podcast. Or you can send them to me via the Facebook group page, or send me a private message on Facebook if you want, whichever is convenient for yourself. But App People reviews need to be in for Thursday 28th of September, and that show, the listener review show, dropping on Friday 29th of September. So it's been a bit of a blast, it's been pretty crazy, but this week once again is another week of two episodes. That's right, another week, two episodes of Podcast Under the Stairs. On Thursday we drop another Baz episode, and I am delighted to finally, at the end of this episode, announce what will be covered on bonus episode number 48, because Baz is joined by Big Dave from Rock and Reel Reviews, and we are all looking at reviews of Eyes of My Mother from 2016 and The Hounds of Love from 2017. Whole lot of loving on that episode. Well, it's not really, it's actually quite tragic, but it's going to be the episode's been recorded for about a month now, and I've been kind of holding back and releasing it till as close as possible to the kickoff of Baz v Halloween. But that episode will be coming Thursday, so this is a double week of the Baz for you lucky fuckers. There you go. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled for that dropping Thursday this week. So where are we now? Who knows. Yeah, after that Thursday episode, the Monday episode will be the roundtable, and then on the Friday you will get your movie club responses, and then the Sunday you will then get the kickoff, and the first you get the kickoff of Baz v Halloween 2017. So tons of Podcast Under the Stairs content for you guys, the listeners, to consume. As always, there is a multitude of ways to check out the podcast under the stairs. If you are one of the few in the proud that check us out through Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating and review and subscribe to our feed. If you subscribe to the feed over there, you get access to the episodes as and when they drop, but also you get access to the entire back catalogue. The ratings and reviews are really important. Ratings make us visible on the iTunes charts, so the more of them we get, for example 5 stars, the higher up the iTunes charts we're put for people that are looking for podcasts. But the reviews are super important as well. The reviews tell people why they should bother downloading the show, and we've got some great reviews over there, but we're very greedy and we could always go for some more. It takes you seconds to do them, it costs you nothing, and means the world to us. You can check out the show on SoundCloud, Stitcher Smart Radio, you can check us out on Google Play and the TuneIn app, and a multitude of other pod catchers out there. Please visit our website, tputscast.com. Type your email address in the mailbox at the bottom to join our mailing list. Please visit our Facebook group page, facebook.com/groups/tputscast. Coolest motherfucking horror podcast group page in town. You know it is. You know it is. And it's all off the back of your fucking incredible work, ladies and gents. The Baz is the admins of the twin prongs of social media sexiness. He may not interact much with you over the next week because he's away on holiday, but yeah, he can be found on Twitter and on Instagram, both at TputsCast. So this brings to an end another bonus episode, and I look forward to reading all your reviews. I'm going to kick one in as well, ladies and gents. I ain't no slouch here. I've not seen App People in years. So I look forward to checking them all out on your listener review episode, which comes at the end of the month. Remember, get those reviews in by Thursday, 28th of September. But this is the final statement, the final part of this episode, which leaves me absolutely nothing else to say except, wherever you are, whatever the time zone is, and whatever you're up to in this big bad world, ladies and gents, this is Duncan McLeish broadcasting live from under the stairs, and I'm signing off.